Y'all, hormones, it's impossible not to have them. There's over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our food, our water, the air, the clothes, the skincare, the dryer sheets, everything, child, is a scam to the hormones, okay? Plus, we have natural hormonal changes that our bodies go through. Like, what's going on with my body? Like, I am now in my 30s and my skin is acting like a teenager. What is going on with the hormones? Which is why I love Hormone Harmony. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Okay, so adaptogens help the body adapt to stressors like chaotic hormonal changes. It's perfect for women struggling with PMS, menopause, and more, honey. Y'all know I work hella jobs. Hormone Harmony has really helped me like regulate, especially like sleep and just relaxation and calming down and not panicking as much. They've got 17,000 reviews, so you don't even have to listen to me, but get into it. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at hormonemammoth.com. Just use the code GODDESS at checkout. Watch Queenie, the new original series on Hulu. Who is Queenie? She's in her 20s. She lives in London. She's facing all the firsts. First major heartbreak, first shitty apartment and soul-sucking job, first therapy session to work through those mommy issues. Can she turn her quarter-life crisis into a revolution? Maybe. Will she make some questionable decisions along the way? Definitely. The new series Queenie premieres June 7th, streaming on Hulu.
What's poppin', congregation? It's your girl, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess, back with another installment of Scam Goddess, the podcast all about robbery, fraud, and those who practice it. Sometimes we love them. Sometimes we hate them. We'll see along the way. And you all know. Yeah, say it with me. I'm very excited for today's guest. Truly am. We haven't done a podcast together since Black History Month, like 6 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember where yes. I was like, oh, my gosh, she's so pretty. I was like, oh, she's so funny. I was like, I just want to sit next to her, like, real, like, with my shoulder just real, real close. Today, we have an amazing writer and producer on the show. Previously, she was a senior writer for Jezebel, covering pop culture, television, and race. Now, she's a television writer and has written for shows such as, I mean, you done heard of these, Grown-ish, Sneakerheads. I watched all these. She-Hulk, Attorney at Laws, and more. Check out her latest work as a writer on Amazon Prime's new psychological thriller, Swarm. Yes, with Tom Fishback. I know that's right. Congregation, please welcome Kara Brown to the show. Hey, Kara.
Oh, hello. If like that Black History Month recording has come flooding back to me because there were like 30 of us.
Yes.
I know it wasn't 30, but it felt like many, many, many of us. And we took that photo and it was like just a nice Negro gathering.
It was
Andrew T. Yes.
A beautiful Negro gathering and Andrew
yes,
T.
Yes, yes.
Who fitted just great.
Honestly, that phrase has been uttered before.
Like, oh, for sure.
Negroes and Andrew T is a common refrain.
I mean, him and Toddy had their podcast.
Yes.
So he's always with the Negroes,
he
Andrew
is.
T. That's where he likes to be. And we love that for him. Oh, my goodness. It's so great to have you on the show, though, and reunite.
I know. I'm excited to be here. I feel like I only get to talk scams casually. You know, I don't get to go really twist the knife, go in depth.
Oh, yeah. We're going to twist the knife.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
Nice and sharp. I love that. Twist the knife. Well, Kara, we always ask on this podcast, what is your relationship with scams? Do you love them? Do you hate them? Have you ever been scammed? And it could be anything.
You know, I feel like scams to me are like a case by case basis on my appreciation. Same. I am not, like, easy to scam. However, something that's happened to me many times is, like, I'm not paying attention because I have, like, 90 other things I'm thinking about. And, like, the first step of the scam, I'll sort of, like, fall into it. And then I'll pay attention. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm being scammed. You know what I mean? Like,
you think about your mini jobs and checking your
emails. Yeah, I'm, like, doing
and then, like,
shit.
Yeah, my last four of my social. Yeah, hold on.
And, like, this actually recently, I guess this is a scam. I don't know what the result of the scam is supposed to be, but it's like I've been getting these texts from people that are like, oh, hey, it's Cynthia. We met last night. And it was like, okay, I was not out last night. But had I been out last night, I forget people all the time. So I might have been like, oh, shit, I guess I gave my number to someone named Cynthia. What did I even say?
Yeah, listen, it could be either because you don't know them.
And so it's like I saw it and then I think I was like, who is this? And then immediately I was like, oh, I don't know this person. This is like, this is a scam to be my friend. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah. I'm not sure what the result of this was supposed to be. But that's happened to me before where, like, I get through the first level because I'm not really registering it. And then I, like, come to and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Let me, like, let me get myself out of this.
Oh, you're robbing me. Yeah. Get your hand out of my purse.
Yeah. Yeah, like, the opener, you know, like, a good opening line for a scam, I'll be like, huh. And then, like, another 10 seconds pass, and I'm like, oh, no. Wait a minute.
I'm the same way, but I think it's more because I'm a voyeur. So I'm like, how far can I get? Like, I want to edge on scams. Like, yeah. Right up until the point where you rob me. Like, I need it in my body. And weirdly enough, that must be something popular because I've been getting text messages from people that were like, oh, hey, girl, we meeting on da-da-da-da. And I'm like, new phone, sorry, who dis? And they're like, oh, it's Olivia, girl. And I'm like, I don't know who you are. And then I get like 4 texts in and I'm like, oh, this, because you know, if you text somebody and it's the wrong number, you immediately don't... be like, my bad.
Yes.
And that's the end of the conversation.
And I like famously, like I have a friend who's always like, if we're talking about someone and I'm like, oh, I don't know them. She's always like, I don't necessarily believe that you don't know them because you like, if you're not memorable, I don't remember you. So I, you know what I mean? Like, I can't be remembering this many people. I can't be remembering this many people. And so she'll be like, you saying you don't know someone does not mean that you don't know them. You know what I mean? She's like, I know you well enough to know that, like, you might just not remember
them. Like, that's your cousin.
Truly,
you definitely know them.
She'll be like, we had dinner with them. And I'm like, no, it was just us. She's like, no, there was another person there. So, like, I, in particular, when they're like, oh, we just met, I'm like, well, shit, like, that is very possible.
Yeah, y'all got to do a little dance or something to get Kara to remember you.
But the problem is some of them have been very specific with the look. Like someone was like, oh, we're meeting tonight at Shamo Tan. What's that bar?
Tano Shanter.
Yeah.
Something like that with some, the Shanta what, Tano.
Some Irish thing. Irish. At 7 o'clock. And at first I was like, oh, it's a wrong number. But I'm like, I don't think it's a wrong number. I think it's like the entryway into something.
Yeah.
But then I was like, what do they want to like develop a rapport? And then they ask me for money. You know, like, I'm not sure where this is supposed to go.
I'm not either. And I wish that the last person I had texted a little longer with, but I get nervous about like people getting my phone number or whatever. Because I've had like a lot of weird calls and stuff happen. Like,
yeah.
People used to call me at 5 a.m. and just breathe on the phone.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like weird stuff. So I'm like, I just never say, if you guess my number or something, I never say it's me. So the number, they were like, oh yeah, Olivia girl. And they were like, they were asking me like who I was. And I was like, oh, I'm not who you think I am. Like, I started sounding like a murderer in like a next campy time, horror film. I'm
next time you should be like, it's Gabrielle Union. Who's this? Like you should just pick someone. See how far you can take it.
Yeah, I'm doing Two Can Play 2, the reboot right now. Can I help you? No, yeah, you're totally right. But yeah, it's so weird. It must be some sort of new phishing scam because it is like this overfamiliarity. And then it wasn't until I realized I'm like 4 texts in that I was like, you haven't stopped texting. And right. If I text the wrong number, I'm like, ooh, goodbye.
Like, I feel like in a few weeks, someone will get to the bottom of this. Because they started for me like a month or so ago.
Mm-hmm. Same.
And I'm like, okay, this is clearly happening. Someone is going to go too far down this path. And like their house is going to get stolen or whatever, or like we'll figure out what it is they're after. Cause it seems a little harmless. You know what I mean? Cause I'm just like, unless I give you my information, which like I'm obviously not going to do,
right?
I'm like, I don't know what we're doing. Unless it's like, you know that, do you remember that story of the like black guy texted the wrong number and it was some white lady and then she invited him over for Thanksgiving and then now they have Thanksgiving like every year?
Yes.
I doubt this is that heartwarming. But I don't know, like maybe it's just a lonely person.
Damn,
are
we missing out on Thanksgiving by not texting these strangers back?
You know, this could be a
like
weird
Arbor
movie.
Day, Thanksgiving, not close.
Like
enough,
a meet cute for like a rom com, and she falls for Lacey. Oh my gosh, she falls for the scammer.
Oh my god, I love that.
Let's go sell this. How quickly can we go sell this movie?
Don't try to take our movie. Yeah. We already trademarked
we're already going to have the meeting set by the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
By the time this comes out. So don't play. Okay. Oh, I love that. Like, I stole your heart and your wallet.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Wait, I kind of love this.
We should. No. We'll talk after. We'll talk after.
I have to cut that. But we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements. We'll be right back with What's Hot in Fraud.
scams. Watch Queenie, the new original series on Hulu. Who is Queenie? She's in her 20s. She lives in London. She's facing all the firsts. First major heartbreak, first shitty apartment and soul-sucking job, first therapy session to work through those mommy issues. Can she turn her quarter-life crisis into a revolution? Maybe. Will she make some questionable decisions along the way? Definitely. The new series Queenie premieres June 7th, streaming on Hulu. Finding the perfect t-shirt has always had me like Goldilocks. Trying on shirts. This one's too hard. This one's too soft. And it fell apart because y'all know I got it from a cheap website. And this t-shirt from Skims is just right. From fit to quality, it is one of my, like, these are my favorite t-shirts. I have three different ones. Y'all know I love me an Onyx because I'm going to be wearing black all the time. They have a cotton long sleeve jersey tee that I really like too because the material is so soft. But when I put it in the washer, she don't have a whole transformation or makeover. It's not move that bust when I take it out. She looks the way that she looked when I put her in. And we know we cannot say that for all t-shirts, okay? So you can have staple t-shirts that you can mix and match and wear up or down. Maybe we're going to a fancy night out. Maybe we're going on a date. Maybe we're lounging around the house. I love these shirts so much because I can do so many different things with them. It's like, I'm telling y'all, Skims, they doing right over there. I got on the underwear right now. I can't give it up. I think they got me, y'all. I'm not even playing. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select Scam Goddess in the survey and select My Show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Hot! And we're back. And it's time for What's Hot and Fraud. This is where we warn our listeners about popping scams in the zeitgeist. But more often than not these days, we get a letter from you all. As always, snitch on your friends, your family, your enemies at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Just make sure the scam is retired because we don't want to what? Yes. Fuck up your bag. Amen. So there's like something cute that someone sent me from Facebook that's super short that I thought was funny.
A cute scam?
It's super cute and short, and then I'm going to go into the letter. But this one doesn't need a fake name, but I just thought it was so adorable. And I was like, this is, like, I live for this. I want this for me. So someone posted on Facebook, which I just love. I don't want to be on Facebook, but right. I love to see screenshots from Facebook because yeah. It's just crazy over there. It's crazy.
That's
down.
What, like, a, you know, like your mom is for.
Yeah.
Like Facebook screenshots.
Except for my mom sends me links, and I've had this conversation with her several times. I'm like, I'm not clicking no links. And she's like, no, but it's really good. I said, no, Lori, sis, we've had this conversation.
Not the you first will name.
You will never get me to click a link. My guy, screenshot. What are you doing? So I'm not going to read the name of the person, but it says warning, and they put like the little warning sign.
Oh, wait. Yeah, that's the... The hexagon?
Yes. And they put a photo of my guy. I might blur this stuff out and put it on Instagram, too. So it says, warning. This man was going to buy my washer and dryer for $350. He wanted to see it working first and asked if he could do a load of laundry and use my Tide Pods in all caps. Tide Pods ain't cheap, okay?
Also, yeah. You know you have to use a lot more of those mm-hmm. than it seems like you have
yeah.
to.
I'll be springing them in there like Skittles.
Like. Yeah, like you kind of have to use a lot.
Yeah,
for it to be enough
to get
detergent.
The clothes
yeah,
clean. Yeah, I have them in my house, but I do have regular detergent, and I find myself using the regular more often.
Yeah,
than
you're not gonna self scam.
No.
Yeah.
So and in all caps again, fabric softener.
Wait, so this man was like, it's like a Craigslist thing, and he was mm-hmm. like, I'm going to buy your washer dryer, but you need to show me that it works. So yes. She put her own laundry in.
So the man put his laundry,
into
the machine to make sure it worked.
Oh, and he just washed his
used
clothes.
Ties, fabric softener.
Like her stuff.
Yes,
yeah.
All her good shit.
Yeah.
Okay. And after he finished, he said, let me go get the money, and left with his clean clothes and never came back and blocked me.
Oh, my God. That's really,
it.
I like that. That's kind of a like no harm, no foul. Like it's,
right.
He didn't kill you or anything.
Right. You let this man in your house.
Already that's a
you issue.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, I understand you wanted to see that the washer and dryer work, but we could just turn those joints on.
That's what I mean. Like work is just, you turn it on. Does it move? Does it fill with water? Like you don't, it's not like how clean do the clothes get? Like that's not how you test it.
I mean, But Despo meter, if you're trying to get rid of a washer and dryer for $350, you're really trying to get the bag quickly.
That's true.
And I mean, if you're really trying to sell it, I guess I could see somebody being like, let me test it out. Because when I bought a TV off of Facebook Marketplace, I did say, like, plug that hole in. Like, let me see.
Yeah. I guess it's like you have to. Here's the other thing. What does it take? 45 minutes, 35 minutes?
What we all
so
doing?
You're sitting there for 35 to 40 minutes while the load is washed. And then drying, it's another hour. Hour and a half, you know. So then for 2 hours, 2+ hours, you and this man are doing what? While his clothes wash.
Who was doing the bending? That's what we... Because, how would y'all kill y'all time? Y'all throw on a little...
Did he leave? Did you stay?
I'm just watching. I'm catching up on Succession before it comes. Right. What did y'all do?
Or he's watching... You know, like the laundry.
The rinse cycle?
Yeah.
I'm guessing if it's $350, you probably can't see through the washer.
That's true. That's right. Yeah. That's not one of the.
It's not giving see-through.
It's not the Maytag, like.
It's giving a white refrigerator.
I mean, but then, like, if I'm being very generous, I'm like, maybe he, like, didn't have anywhere else to get his clothes. You know, like,
I'm on his side.
Yeah.
I'm on his side. I think he did the right thing. He needed his laundry done.
That sounds like, you know, to go to a laundromat, it's not that much money. Yeah. So if you're in this dire, you know, like...
If you went on Craigslist, then looked for people selling washers and dryers, then went to this person's house and was like, oh, yeah, but let me get some of them Tide Pods.
Right.
And you got any more of that Febreze? And what about that stuff with the bear on it? Give me some of them bear sheets. Yeah. If you do all that, like, you might be, you know...
Yeah. Also, I imagine he might have tried... this before. Like, he might have gone to, you know, like, you're on Craigslist, there's like 3 washer dryers for sale. You go to the first one, they're like, hell no, you can't wash your clothes here. So he might have, like, you know, like, he might have put in some work.
Probably works 9 times out of 10.
I feel like requests that are that weird do usually work, because most people, you're just so caught off guard.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's asking to do something like vulgar or like dangerous. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're just like, okay.
Because maybe he wants to, I honestly think it's an excellent scam. Because I think it's going to work 9 times out of 10. Because if you're trying to sell some shit and they're like, oh, I just need to make sure it works and make sure the clothes really get clean. Because why are you selling it? Is it that?
Right.
You know, is it like you put your little doo-doo underwear in
right.
there and the stain's still like, hey, girl, in the dryer? Like, is it, what's happening?
I mean, and then maybe he
went
to.
I don't have
to...
that, guys. I heard about.
Maybe he went
I heard
to.
The straight men were giving their underwear.
Maybe he went to like the next. ad on Craigslist where they were selling an iron, and then he ironed all of his clothes. And so he was like fresh and ready to go. You know, he's like, I just need to test the iron. Let me try. You got any starch?
Oh, shit, I got a snag. I lost the button. Y'all selling a sewing machine. Okay, right. I just need to see if it can sew this button. You got thread and a button.
And then Monday morning, his shit was
so fresh,
pressed
so clean.
And clean.
Shout out to a king. I love this man, and I want the best for him. Only the best, and not the rest.
Also, that picture... I'm like, he's like posing for that picture. So I do
he's
wonder where
some
that came
tattoos.
From.
He got a little, you know, some Vans on. He have a little body going on.
Another me cute. Are scams just ways to find boyfriends?
Maybe they are. And I need to start running more scams.
But I think you need to be getting scammed. No, well, I guess it could go either way. I don't know which is better for your, like, safety.
Yeah, I feel like to be robbing them. Because
you
every
need
man
to be robbing
is a scam.
Them. Yes.
So they're already running a scam just by being alive.
Yes,
so
yes.
I need to be the one.
You need
you
to
know,
be the one scamming them. And then it, like, and they're kind of chill about it. And then you're like, yeah, let's date.
And I feel like that happens all the time.
I think there are a lot of situations that we wouldn't straight up call them scams.
Yeah.
But that is what they are. And they're just told to us as love stories.
Oh, damn. Damn.
Okay, there's this TikTok that my friend sent me of this woman who was like, yeah, so whatever, I was out at a bar, I met this guy, we go home together. The next morning, he's like, hey, I gotta go to work. And she's like, okay, I'll wait here. And she didn't leave. And then this bitch is like, that's my husband now. She's like, we have 2 kids.
Yo, that lady's sexy.
I know
that lady's sexy. She said, okay, I'll be here when you get back.
Yeah. She was like, oh, you have to go to work. I don't have to go anywhere. And she never left. And then now they're married and have 2 kids. And I'm like, that is a scam. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm gagged. Like, my hand is over my chest.
I know.
I'm like, I want to do that now.
I was like, wait, again, is this how you get a husband? You just refuse to leave?
oh my God, we gotta step our rom com shit up. I'm gonna go to bed at their house and then I'm gonna wake up and wrap myself in their sheets, like take it off their body, like wrap myself fully in their sheets and walk around the house. Yeah. Like,
you walk around and you're like, yeah, yeah, just like when you're back, I'll be here. Don't worry about it.
You got it.
Yeah, maybe you make, you know, you make like a salad while he's gone. You know, you do a little
for myself.
For yourself, you maybe make like a cheese plate for him for when he comes back. You know, you do a little, not anything crazy.
Yeah.
And then you come back. And I feel like most men would just be like, yeah, okay, we can get married. You know, that's
like, this was easy. She showed up at my house.
She's here. That's most of getting a wife.
Yeah.
You know, like she's here.
She's being present.
She won't leave. She made me food. Like, yeah,
she's
I guess
here,
this
she
is.
She won't leave. Yeah.
I guess that's what a wife is.
Damn, shout out to your friend, the sexiest, smartest woman alive. Good Lord. She said, no, you my man now. My man, my man.
Yeah.
No, that's the U-Haul with my things. I live here now.
Truly.
I already got your keys copied.
That's what she did during the day when he was at work.
Right.
She just went and got the keys copied.
Yeah. So, gathered everything arranged.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
So I do need a fake name because we have one more. I wanted to do this too because it's just so good. I need a fake name. We don't care about gender on this podcast. Could be anything.
Pinocchio.
Pinocchio. Because that boy's a liar.
Yes, because he's a liar. Yeah, yeah.
Don't sue me, Pink Pantherist. Okay. So Pinocchio says, hello. I wanted to preface this by saying that the person I committed fraud against...
Okay.
Is a crypto dude with rich parents. And if you hear the story, I think you'll be on my side.
Okay.
Okay.
Probably. Yeah.
Like,
I mean, you said crypto.
Yeah.
Like,
they sell NFTs.
Yeah.
They laundering money through photos online.
That's fake
online.
Money. Yeah. I don't care. I don't
I'm
care
on
about
your
that.
Side.
Yeah.
So it says, I was out with a friend a few years ago at a bar when he went to the bathroom. Wait. This was your friend? Wait a minute now. Okay. Then the next sentence is, when he went to the bathroom,
oh,
he left his credit card, all caps, with the numbers facing up.
Like, that makes it...
Right there
like, that's
on
the invitation.
Bar. Now, this is your friend. If I go to the bathroom and I'm like, oh, girl, will you watch my purse? I'm
right.
Like, I can't believe that bitch left her purse with me.
Also, I love the idea of the numbers facing up being the invitation to steal.
Right.
Like, a Chase card, the numbers are on the back.
Yeah.
So, I don't understand the parameters here.
I mean, it's... I'm going to say Pinocchio up here. You're giving yourself a lot of grace because you started with...
Yeah, they
You're going to be on my side. I was with my friend. Okay, and then he went to the bathroom and I started robbing him. What? Like,
but not only that, like... He gave me an invitation to rob him by leaving the credit card numbers up.
Because otherwise, why would he leave his credit card facing up like that, all skimpy and whatnot, with
because
the numbers?
Because he was with someone he trusted, and that was his first mistake.
Yes, because he trusted you. Pinocchio, I don't know if the comment's on your side yet, but I'm keep reading. So he said, right there on the bar, I was in a very bad place financially and decided to take advantage of the situation. I took a picture of the card, rationalizing that if I didn't do it, someone else could have easily done it. And at least I was his friend, so I wasn't going to steal all his money.
See, this is...
Pinocchio.
This is like logic with a K at the end. You know, it's like, this isn't... This... I get that you are rationalizing this, but this isn't... Also, why is it necessary that someone is going to rob him?
I don't think it is. And I think actually, as his friend, you could have been like, damn, he left his card. Let me pick it up and hide it away
right.
so no one does rob him. But you were like, he left it out there for the robbing. So it should at least be somebody he loves.
Also, by the way, that's not how credit cards work. It's like, unless it's a debit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're not taking their money. You're just causing like an enormous headache for them.
Right. You're doing fraud, which I guess that's what you said. You said
they
I was going to do
true.
Fraud
that's
to
true.
Them. I have never done fraud to a friend. Also, if your friend is crazy rich and, you know, crypto and whatever, why don't you just ask for money? Ask him to cash in one of them bitcoins for
right.
you. Get a loan. No, you said I got to rob him. So anyway, a few days later, I decided to see if I could get away with using said card. I placed an online order at a local restaurant and used my name. I figured if he called about the purchase, the restaurant would tell them my name. And if he confronted me, I would fess up.
Huh?
Huh?
Also, wait. You're in a bad financial situation, so you order takeout? That's the first purchase, not
groceries.
Anything useful?
No. He said, I called up, you know, the Cheesecake Factory delivered.
Right.
And I needed some brown bread because I was in financial straits.
Also, by the way, I don't think that's how, like, when you get, like, a fraudulent charge, you know, I don't think Chase asks who the name of the person. They're just like, did you buy from this restaurant or not?
They're not like, oh, do you know Pinocchio? Right. Are you friends with him close enough that he would do credit card fraud to you? Yes or no?
They're just like, oh, did you spend $72.95 at the Cheesecake Factory? And it's a quick yes or no.
Yeah.
They don't provide
any information. Okay, Pinocchio. I'm trying to ride with you, Pinocchio, but I'm still. So Pinocchio's like, I gave him my name, though. So I was really being a good friend,
right?
Because if he noticed the fraud, then he would confront me and I'd be like, my bad, bro. You left your card out there all naked and whatnot. And I had no choice. Okay. So, however, this didn't happen. All that happened was I got a free dinner on my friend's card. As a few weeks passed and this friend never said anything to me about what I had done, I decided to try it again.
Oh, no.
Long story short, when I was at my lowest point financially, I got 5 or 6 dinners off this card. I made sure to space it out and stop using the card once I had turned my financial situation around. I saw the opportunity, took it, and walked away before I got caught. In a funny turn of events, that friend ended up ghosting all of his friends because he was so into his crypto shit. I actually owed him money, which I shan't be paying back if he's done talking to me.
Okay.
You are a bad friend.
I know. Yeah,
Pinocchio.
Listen, you stole from your friend. It
who
is what it is.
He gave you money. You owed him money. So that's why he didn't ask him for money, because
he already owed him money. It's also like, you don't need to say you're a good, you know, like this whole lead up of like, you'll be on my side. Just say you robbed your friend and keep it moving.
Yeah, give us an Anna Delvey. When she was in court, she said, I'm not a good person.
Yeah.
And I said, yes, go off, queen.
Yeah, like we don't need to, you robbed your friend for 5 dinners.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's really the end of the story. And this whole financial situation thing is not, it's not the sympathy card that they think it is.
Yeah. I mean, for me, sometimes it is. Because, I mean, you know, in capitalism, we're all forced to survive. Like, that's a kind of human nature, is to survive. So it's like, if I don't got it, like, I'm going to take it from you. So if
true.
I go to the grocery store and I see people stealing, no, I didn't.
See, that's but this thing of like, what it, to me, if he had like gone and bought new tires, I'd be like, oh, you're in a, you know, I'm like, dinner at restaurant, like it's not, but clearly those are the only charges that
would go through. Or were safe enough that he didn't feel like they were going to get caught.
Yeah, like if you were at like Pep Boys and spent $700, I assume he would notice.
Right.
But that rings more true to like a real financial problem than
something that, yeah, because I mean, food is necessary, but to me, 5 or 6 dinners, I'm like, why didn't you just try to like Postmates groceries?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like
Instacart, or you just did,
right?
You just got,
like, if you were really hungry, 5 dinners isn't solving your problem.
I mean, I guess it depends on what you're getting. So maybe she got some leftovers.
Yeah,
you know?
Maybe they
Chinese
maybe
food,
it was like a Chinese food
in the fridge. So, you know, what that's 20 Chinese meals.
That's true. Yeah, you know. I mean, that would be the clever thing to do also,
yeah,
would be to order from, like, this is what you do. You pick a spot your friend orders from a lot,
mm-hmm,
like their favorite Thai restaurant, and you just, like, place the orders. Because I feel like you might, if they saw their credit card, they'd be like, oh, yeah, I order from there. You know what I mean?
Place.
Yeah,
yeah,
you, like,
whatever,
wouldn't think anything of it if it's, like, a place that they frequent. Not me trying to help them with the scam.
See, maybe you are on Pinocchio's
side. I know.
Okay. And Pinocchio says here at the end, I promise, in parentheses, I promise I'm always good for it when I do borrow money and I don't scam my friends. Pinocchio, how you gonna scam me? How you gonna lie to me in my face? How you gonna play in my face like this? Pinocchio, I can feel your nose growing because you straight. How you gonna tell me, one, that you pay people back when you just say you borrow money from your friend and you're not giving it to them? And then you also go say, I don't scam my friends, but you started this by saying it was your friend.
You just told us a story. You just told us a story about scamming your friend.
That you did fraud on.
I mean, look, that's what I, just, listen. It's who, that you did it. Like, it just, it doesn't, okay, I'm sure you talked about Jen Shaw,
yes,
on the show.
Course.
So, and then the Chrisleys.
Yes. I haven't gotten to the Chrisleys yet. I was waiting for, like, everything
for
to come
real,
out.
Yeah.
Yes.
But so their daughter was, like, complaining that Jen Shaw got less prison time than her parents.
Mm.
And people were trying to explain to Girlie that Jen Shaw pled guilty. Like, she admitted to shit.
Yeah.
Your parents were out here like, yeah, no, we didn't steal that money. So that's why they're going to jail for triple the amount of time that this woman is going to jail for. And
your parents said, God blessed us,
yeah,
with that money from other people.
Yeah,
didn't
like,
know
the, she was not getting
up.
That, like, oh, yeah, you know, when you admit to something, they're generally a little bit more generous with the punishment.
It's like cheaper for them.
No one wants to do the whole rigmarole. Yeah. And people were like, yeah, bitch, your parents made everyone go through this trial where they kept saying they were innocent. So that's why they got to go to jail for like 40 years or whatever
your
it is.
Your parents was in court like, Roc Nation will pay for their crime.
Right.
It's like, that's why this happened.
Yeah. So it's like, just admit the guilt. Like, back to Pinocchio. You know what I mean? Just like, hey, I scammed my friend. That's the story.
Yeah, Pinocchio, you got to stand in your scam. Stand in your truth and stand in your lies.
Yes.
Okay?
Also, like, if I were telling this story, if I were giving notes, if I were rewriting this story, I might start with a description of how much of, like, an asshole my friend is. You know, like, oh, like, he has the crypto and he has all this money. Like, they said a little bit, like, the parents are rich or whatever. But it's like, give me, like, an anecdote.
Yeah, tell us he be being mean to you.
Being mean or, like, tell me
like,
about
something. He be like, why would you say that?
Tell me about something stupid he bought. You know, like, oh, he spent $5,000 on, like, you know, I don't know, whatever the like.
Sope puts gold stick in his mouth every week. Okay,
exactly.
He's frivolous,
and he also doesn't tip. You know, like give me paint the picture of this person, and then I'm like, okay, you still robbed them, but you've got me emotionally to a place where I don't really care. Your friend does not necessarily sound like they've done anything wrong or deserve to get robbed.
Yeah, you really sold it on top like you were like, you're going to be on my side when you hear about them.
It was literally just the fact that he owns crypto. And they're like, that alone makes him worthy of being robbed. Which,
honestly, fair.
Which, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah, you
know,
maybe now we're going back.
I don't know if I've met anybody with crypto. Like, not anyone hustling crypto. I know people who own crypto, and technically we all own crypto because that's what Venmo is. That's
right.
What, you know, your online bank is. Like, girl, that money ain't really there. SVP told us that. They was like, oh, yeah, I actually had one of y'all money that y'all had put in the bank.
Right.
That's crazy. So, you know, but technically, if you own Bitcoin or something like that, I'm not going to be like, oh, you're disgusting. But if you're hustling crypto, I'm like, something ain't right with you.
Or the people that are like, oh, I can help you get into crypto.
Yeah,
it's like, nobody asked. I didn't ask for that.
And we live in America, bitch. Ain't nobody ever trying to help you make money.
Exactly.
This is the number one place where nobody is trying to help you make money.
Right.
They want to pay you as little as possible. They never going to post a salary on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And if you get money, don't be brown and get some money. Because then anywhere you go where people who have money, they going to ask you what you do for a living. Because they're like, how did you get money? Because we need to stop that. I don't know how you got in first class.
I also feel like in a world where they like change the crypto rules, which like, they can do whatever. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, this is not, like, real enough.
No.
It's like, black people get too much crypto. They're like, oh, that's not worth anything anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, at least with our dollars, white people care. And you know what I mean? Like, that's not really going anywhere because we're all in it too deep.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, crypto, this could change, who knows?
Well, typically people of color lose the most money in these kinds of ventures. And that's been proven with crypto as well, because all of the early movers tend to be affluent, white.
Yes.
And then once they had made all their money off the scam, they started to trickle down and rope people in on Facebook and stuff. And so then if you're a late mover, you're more likely to get robbed. And that tends to be people of color. So they already done got us.
What if the plot twist is that like all these people are black? Like Pinocchio and co.
Damn, that would be beautiful. Pinocchio, are you black? Because that could help me sympathize.
Actually, yes. That would help. But these are the details. Pinocchio, when you tell a story, you've just got to give us correct details to make us care. If you were like me, a black woman struggling due to, you know, I'm getting paid whatever on the dollar. What are we getting paid? Like 65 cents on the dollar or some shit? You know,
it's bad.
Like you start there and then you're like my friend, you know, a white man with bad hair who loves crypto and is pushing it on the black community.
And he says the N-word.
And
he
says the N-word. He always, his favorite song is Paris, but he doesn't call it that.
No,
you know?
He says N-words in Paris.
Yes.
And he puts a hard R on it. And I was like, that's not even on there, bro. It's just, hey.
And then get into, and I robbed him. And I'm like, oh yeah, I don't even, end of story. I don't even need to hear how you robbed him. But you got to give us a little.
Yeah. And also saying like you were having a financially tough time. You know, I could say I'm having a financially tough time because I really want to buy a $1 million home in Los Angeles. And that's very difficult for me. I can't do that right now.
But that's what I mean, where I'm like something about this financially tough time is a little vague. A little vague for me.
Like you didn't have a job or
you couldn't afford to go out to eat. Which is not the same as I can't afford to eat.
Right.
Those are different things. Because this sounds like, oh, you just couldn't afford the good Thai place. And so you were ordering. It doesn't sound like you were starving.
Yeah, you sound like you just put it on your friend Bill. But this is what I will say, Pinocchio. I do appreciate that you stopped the scam. You got out early. You didn't get greedy. I don't think you wanted to get caught. you said you put your name on that food like they was going to call your friend and be like, hey, Pinocchio over here ordering on your card. But you know what? I love you, Pinocchio. I love that you scammed us a little bit with your story.
That's true.
You know?
That is
great
true.
Job. All right, we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertising, so we'll be right back with my favorite part of the show, historic hoodwinks.
Robbery!
Watch Queenie, the new original series on Hulu. Who is Queenie? She's in her 20s. She lives in London. She's facing all the firsts. First major heartbreak, first shitty apartment and soul-sucking job, first therapy session to work through those mommy issues. Can she turn her quarter-life crisis into a revolution? Maybe. Will she make some questionable decisions along the way? Definitely. The new series Queenie premieres June 7th, streaming on Hulu. Finding the perfect t-shirt has always had me like Goldilocks. Trying on shirts. This one's too hard. This one's too soft. And it fell apart because y'all know I got it from a cheap website. And this t-shirt from Skims is just right. From fit to quality, it is one of my, like, these are my favorite t-shirts. I have three different ones. Y'all know I love me an Onyx because I'm going to be wearing black all the time. They have a cotton long sleeve jersey tee that I really like too because the material is so soft. But when I put it in the washer, she don't have a whole transformation or makeover. It's not move that bust when I take it out. She looks the way that she looked when I put her in. And we know we cannot say that for all t-shirts, okay? So you can have staple t-shirts that you can mix and match and wear up or down. Maybe we're going to a fancy night out. Maybe we're going on a date. Maybe we're lounging around the house. I love these shirts so much because I can do so many different things with them. It's like, I'm telling y'all, Skims, they doing it right over there. I got on the underwear right now. I can't give it up. I think they got me, y'all. I'm not even playing. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select Scam Goddess in the survey and select My Show in the drop-down menu that follows.
And fraud!
And we're back. And it's time for Historic Hoodwinks. This is where I will regale Kara with a famous con caper group of criminals. We'll see. Maybe we love them. Maybe we don't. You know? But we will see. So today, we're going back, not far.
How far?
To April of 2018.
Oh, okay. We're taking a half step back. Yeah.
We're looking back a little bit.
Yeah.
Just over the shoulder.
Just over the shoulder. Sure, sure.
So a heavy metal band called Threatening. Okay.
Wait, like with no G?
No G. Threatening.
Threatening.
Threatening. I'm threatening you.
Threatening. Okay. Yeah.
Announced
sure.
their 10-city tour across Europe. The band had just released its debut album and seemed to already have crowds of adoring fans, active social media feeds, and videos showing booked out shows with jamming audiences. However, the real band with a real tour may have all been an illusion.
Okay.
Okay.
The real, okay, got it, got it.
I'm trying to figure this out. I feel like this is if I went, because I'm seeing Renaissance, I'm seeing Beyonce, and I get there, and she like.
Well, the hard part is also, we're already talking about a genre of music I assume neither of us is quite fluent in. Heavy metal, like, I don't know, like.
Heavy
I don't,
metal
like,
for me is like, this is, I'm going to sound so old, but like, System of a Down. You know, like,
is that heavy
is
metal?
Is it? I thought it was.
I thought it was.
Alex is saying yes. Yeah.
It is? Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. Okay, okay.
Yeah, I like a little bit, but it's kind of gone out. Pop has killed like so many subgenres of music where I'm like, where is the thrashing music? Are y'all still headbanging out there? What y'all doing?
Or maybe we're just all angry. We don't need to, you know, like you can just be angry all the time now.
Yeah.
You don't need to go to the concert.
And even the nice music has gotten more angry. Like R&B used to just be like men in leather singing in the rain, like please, baby, please. And now it's like, I fuck her and then I steal $12 from a wallet and send that bitch on her way. Ooh, ooh.
Like, I feel like
it's not romantic.
I think Big Sean started it with I Don't Fuck With You.
Yeah.
Just like a mean bop. Just a really mean, and you were like, man, he's being real mean to her, but damn, it's catchy.
I'm like, you stupid ass, man.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're like, now we're all just, we're adjusted to mean bops.
Mean bops.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. All the bops are mean. With, like, I'm F-R-E-E, fucked up freak. Like, and I'm like, yeah, I ain't worried about no cheap. Yeah, it's all so angry. Yeah. Wow. Guys, let's get back to those happy bops. We're angry enough out there. Y'all make some. That's why I like Ice Spice. She's just out here like.
I love Ice Spice. I'm so into her. I don't know what we would talk about if we ever met. Like, I don't know.
You'll definitely meet her.
Will I?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Ugh, fingers crossed.
I don't know, but I love her Twitter. I just love her vibes.
She also feels very like casual about what's happening at all times. Like she's like her whole like flow is kind of like she just feels like, yeah, I showed up in Wrapped and like, I don't know, I'm here and I could be there.
She's looking like them girls who went to school in their Cookie Monster pajamas.
Yes.
Walking around like, I'm here, y'all. Hey, right. Y'all. How y'all doing? It should be on the red carpet. Like, I'll be on carpets, like, posing hard, trying to, y'all got to pick this up for some publication. She'll be on the carpet like, hey, y'all. I'll stand here. Okay. All right, y'all. I want that energy, honestly.
I know. That's the most accurate description of her I've ever heard.
I need Ice Spice in pill form because I have anxiety. Oh. And I feel like if they could just get whatever's going on chemically in her brain and put it in mine.
I mean, the number of money-making ventures we have come up with just in the course of this
We're
podcast.
We're going to create an empire, Kara.
Yeah, we got like 3 movies. Yep. We got some medicinal Ice Spice products.
We got everything going. Yeah. Yes. So that's the scam. I just brought Carol on here so we could do Shark Tank. So the beginning of Threatening.
Right.
So Jared Ames grew up in Mobley, Missouri, a small town of like 13,000 people. Okay, so Jared's hair.
Very long.
It's giving inches, like bundles.
I'm trying to think of like, it's giving tangled.
Yeah.
It's like a natural looking blonde.
It is. It seems like it came out his scalp that way. Like, that's crazy. You know what? I think, I believe that he's in a band. The hair did it for me.
The hair and also like it's like the hair, the porcelain skin.
Yep. And he's so like that thin rocker look. Yeah, he's got the guitar, the microphone, 2 little hair ties.
He does have the 2 hair ties around his wrist.
That's how much hair he got. He's like, honey, we have to do buns, okay?
Although he is giving more singer-songwriter than heavy metal.
Yeah, it's giving like a cool play. Like we got Coldplay, we got
Chill play.
Yeah. Yes. So he grew up in a small town. And according to Jared, my entire existence was trying to figure out how to get away. So at the age of 10, he picked up a guitar. He's going to get out of his small town, okay? He said, they doing Footloose to us. They won't even let us dance. I love it. So he and his brother, Scott, were raised on heavy metal and formed their own band as teenagers. They even snuck into underage clubs to play. Oh, this is giving Lifetime movie release. So however, Jared remembers Scott, his brother, was struggling to keep up, and he was the older brother, and I always knew that I was better. Damn, I ain't going to show your brother like that. He was like, but my brother was ass, so.
Also, he was younger.
He was holding me back, and he left home at 17, this is Jared, to move in with his girlfriend, Kelsey, who would become his wife. Wow, Carol.
Oh, wow.
You might be on to something.
You got to just get in their house. You just have to find someone, post up in their home, and then I think they have to marry you.
Yes.
I think that's how, this is seemingly how it works.
I was over here reading the rules and trying to, like, you know, I got to get to know and make them my friend. I'd be watching Love on the Spectrum, like, so I just treat them like they're my friend when I go on the date. The conversation, you roll the ball, and then you roll the ball back.
And you know what? I like being in my bed. Like, this is the problem. It's like, oh, I want to shower in my shower. It's like, no, buck up, shower somewhere unfamiliar, sleep somewhere unfamiliar, don't leave, then you're good to go.
Oh, my goodness. It was so simple this whole time, y'all.
We've cracked it.
Y'all out here watching Love Island stuff. Y'all need to be.
You need to just be not leaving places.
Yeah. Live in their house. That's how you find love. So this is for all the women folk out there. Okay?
Yeah.
Men, don't say it.
Yeah, do not post up in a woman's home. That's very important.
That's called homosexual.
Yes.
Homosexual, okay? You can't do it. We can. So they snuck into the underage clubs. You know, he left his home when he was 20 and moved in and got married because that's how you do it. And when Jared was 20, he began coughing up copious amounts of blood.
Oh, God. That took a turn.
Oh, Lord.
Is he okay?
But refused to go to the doctor.
Okay.
He said, I'm not going to the fucking doctor. Those people are inadequate. They don't know what they're doing.
Okay. Also, you know, coughing up blood, you know, like any movie where they have to show that someone's like sick and they like cough into a handkerchief. I've yet to see that happen. I mean, like, I'm sure it does happen for some ailments, but you know what I mean? Like, I've seen sick people and I've never seen them cough blood into like a tissue.
But we all know that's like the movie moment where you're like, oh, they're going to die.
Yeah.
It happened in The Crown. He was like, oh no.
Yeah.
It's always a white handkerchief.
It's always a white handkerchief. Yeah. So you can get the contrast and you're like, okay, this person is not going to make it through the movie.
Yeah.
So, Jer, I didn't realize this happened
in real life. And also, Jerry, you got a little, I think the guitar has given you too much confidence. Cause like, yeah, you might be better than your brother, but I don't know if you know more than doctors if you coughing up some blood.
That's what I mean. Like, if something that I only saw in movies started happening to me, I'd be like, oh, we should, you know, I should check on this.
Yeah, I should go to the ER now.
Yeah.
Yeah. The room for emergencies. That's where you need to pull up to that room. So instead of addressing his health, Jared and Kelsey moved to LA with the hopes to make it big. Now, Kelsey.
So he's okay. So he's ill. And they said, who cares? Let's go to LA.
Yeah. And I mean, isn't that how everyone moves to LA?
That's true. This is true.
Whether you're mentally ill or coughing up blood. And then you're like, let's go to LA. That's going to fix it. So Jared spent $10,000 of his life savings recording his own music, playing every instrument. And we have a video of him playing all the instruments.
I must admit I've tried. Threatening.
Okay, sound good.
Oh, there. You got the hair. I'm sorry, this is heavy metal.
This isn't giving me...
This is feeling country adjacent.
It's giving me, like, Paramore, like, diet, like, bubbly Paramore. Okay, we've seen enough of...
Also, I didn't realize threatening. I think I assumed there'd be an apostrophe at the end.
No.
And there's not.
No.
It's just literally the G is missing.
Yes. And I love that for him. We can
he's got the hair.
He's got
also,
the hair.
Also, he's very into this hair.
Because he knows that the hair is giving. Okay, threatening. Yeah, he's really whipping that
also,
hair.
The title of that song is Living is Dying.
That's deep.
Yeah, it's something. It is a title.
I was finally far enough anger-wise removed to look at this thread on Twitter today that was talking about, look, Donald Trump was the worst president ever. He's a horrible person, but that motherfucker was funny. And people were posting all these clips.
I know, he was funny.
He was so funny.
It was brutal when he would tweet something really fucking funny and you were like, damn. And it was usually like, you know, it would be like an insult usually to like a journalist or someone. And it was bad. Yeah. But I'm like, damn,
he was killing us so we couldn't laugh. But sometimes when he said people are dying that never died before, that's what it reminded me of when him talking about living is dying. People are dying who never died before. I was like, damn, he kind of hit something.
Well,
with
it's like, you know, when a child says something incorrectly, but it's like funny, it's like that. But he's talking about like the world COVID. And serious issues.
Yeah.
But he would like insult people the way like a child would.
Yes.
And when children insult, you can't argue with a child. So the insults would be so stupid that you can't even, like, there's no retort to that.
It's always bad at his job. She's always bad at her job. Like, and it's just like, these aren't good insults, but I don't know. It's just funny because, like, sir, be serious.
I know. It's
the most unserious evil villain alive. So he even genuinely had his album mastered by Greg Calabi, an engineer who worked with John Lennon, Bruce Springsteen, and others.
Damn.
So he really flexed. He got the bag.
Also, $10,000. I will say, that's a pretty good use of
$10,000.
Because this feels like a lot of stuff.
And he didn't do a 360 deal where they get you a chain and then you got to work till you die.
Yeah.
And show up penniless.
I feel like $10,000 for like a professionally made album is.
And it sounded professional.
It did.
So according to Greg, the album is pretty retro, cheesy, sounds like something from 1987. Damn, Greg, you
That's
rude.
His brother?
No, Greg is the engineer. Oh, who the engineer. The album. Oh. He was like, it was ass, but he paid
he
me.
He took
so
the money.
It was on
yeah.
the ones and the twos.
I guess he didn't care that much.
So it was allegedly the fear of his unknown health condition that spurred Jared to create the threatening's resume in hopes of speeding up his real success. So instead of going to the doctor, he said, I got to put out my album before I die.
But he doesn't even know. He doesn't even know that he's dying. That's the other part. Like, this could be a very treatable.
Yes, he does, Kara. He's seen all the movies. He knows when you cough up blood, it's over for you.
Yeah, he just jumped to I'm going to die as opposed to, like, this could be a very treatable
this is situation. America. That 10K was not going to get his lungs to stop bleeding. He said, I got to get a album out of this. Because if I go to the hospital, they're going to charge you 10K for a Band-Aid. I ain't going to get a whole album.
Okay, so he's dying and he's...
Presumably.
Okay, got it.
So, and in order to do so, he fabricated an entire social media presence, army of fans, and team of representation to build the illusion of a wannabe rock guard. So the fake band. Jared put together his website for his management and PR companies. And with his newly recorded album in hand, Jared announced the Break the World European Tour. I also love starting in Europe because... You're an American.
Right.
Like, they're going to show up for, like, oh, America music?
Right.
We come.
Also, you know, like, the way that you'll be at, like, a bar in Europe and they play, like, an old song, like a...
Right.
Like, a really old song. Like, they'll play, like, American Girl by Estelle.
Yes.
Like, all the time. And you're like, no one's playing that anymore. Like, we're kind of past that.
They're like, we just got it over here.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe he could be like, oh, yeah, no, I've been very popular in America for a long time. Yeah.
Y'all trust me. Look at the fan pages.
Right.
Okay. I have fans, so you should be a fan too, which I think is a beautiful scam. So it was later discovered that each of the websites for the band's label, Superlative Music Recordings, and its management company, Aligned Artist Management, these sound like names
they
to me.
Do.
And the video production company the band hired were all registered to the same GoDaddy account. I know
that's
right.
Oh, GoDaddy, not even Google Domains.
Mm-mm, you got to get Danica Patrick involved. He saw that commercial during NASCAR and said, bet.
Not even, I forget that GoDaddy even... Yeah. Is how people would conduct business like this.
I mean, might as well. So the hordes of fans that filled Threatening's Facebook and social media pages were later discovered to be mostly fake, too, from Brazil. Oh, y'all know how I feel about Brazil. So additionally, y'all know how I feel. Additionally, Jared filled his YouTube pages with videos of his concerts and interviews showing audiences of adoring fans. How did he do that? So in videos of Threatening's concerts, the audience and the stage were never shown at the same time. So he cut back and forth.
Between...
So he on a green screen. Okay, look, he got smoke.
Breaking the World
Tour. And how many views does this have?
Wow, that looks like a lot of fans. Yeah, okay.
It's not like
that. Also, there's so many fans to go that big.
But why is it cutting back to him definitely in his bedroom
Scotland,
for some
friends.
Reason? He's just in his house here. And now he's on the stage.
And also, there's no other band members.
Oh, yeah. The drum set is not moving.
Yeah,
the
drum set is not moving.
Oh, wow. Now,
here's the other thing. That's a big crowd. You know what I mean? Like, that's a big enough crowd where, like, you'd know. Like, he should have gone.
A festival crowd.
Yeah, he should have gone smaller with the crowd.
He just kept cutting to Coachella.
Right. Like, you know, if you had had even, like, 1,000 people, I'd be like, okay, maybe.
He don't got time for that.
That's too many people.
He said, no slow build. This guy over 30K views. He said, we got to do this quickly.
Also, what are the cities? They're not even cities. They're
Berlin.
Countries. Who announces a tour by country dates?
Germany.
Not city dates.
Not cities. Just
general
Germany.
Italy.
We're going to Mexico.
We're going to all of Scotland. We're going to all of Germany.
How you do all of that?
Those aren't city dates, sir.
How do we find you, sir? We just go to the general country and hope. Interesting.
I mean, 30,000, that's like a decent, a decent amount, right?
I think it is.
Yeah.
So there were even videos of interviews where the interviewer was not shown, and it was likely Jared interviewing himself.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Where was Homegirl?
Donald Glover did it. Like, why can't Jared? I mean, listen. So additionally, websites that had supposedly interviewed Jared were created on WordPress or Wix, and the content that filled them was stolen from other sites. He really worked hard on this.
I know.
Jared created such an internet presence for himself that at a certain point, articles and interviews looked pristinely legitimate for their ability to refer and confirm each other. So they started writing articles where he was referencing
right,
other
like
articles.
Quoting other places.
That he wrote about himself.
You know, maybe if he had spent more time finding bandmates... He wouldn't have had to spend so much time. You know, like if he wasn't writing 30 interviews with himself.
Got a Craigslist, got a little keyboard player.
Yeah, you could have just.
Your brother could have been in the back hitting the drums, doing something.
Also, I wonder if Homegirl, what was the girlie's
Kelsey.
Name? Maybe Kelsey was participating.
Him?
I don't
she
know.
She had to have been helping him because.
This is
a
lot of work.
One-man band.
Yeah. This is a lot of work.
The definition of a one-man band.
Hmm.
So, like, this is an article that's on. UltimateGuitar.com.
Also, Jared Threatening, is that supposed to be his name?
I guess so.
Not like Threatening's Jared.
Nah, you know, his last like name they're Threatening.
Like, you know, you'd say like NSYNC's Justin Timberlake.
Nah,
like
Justin,
you know what I mean?
NSYNC.
And like of the band. This makes sense. This is it'll sound
me.
Right. But it sounds like his name is Jared Threatening.
It does. And maybe he evolved to like, that sounds a little sexy because his real name isn't.
Also, this is a long ass title. Jared Threatening reveals future plans in exclusive U.S. interview, says he will be making a documentary. Okay, so you told us what the exclusive plans are.
Also, again, with the general country, like exclusive U.S. interview, or it says UG.
Oh, UG?
Which is stands
Oh, it's
for
the name of the
Ultimate Guitar.
But also, you've revealed the plans in the title.
Nah, it's exclusive. You got to be over here to see it at ultimateguitar.com. Look at these photos, too. He said, you know I had to do it to him.
I will say, you know what he should have done? He should have tried to become like a hair influencer.
Yes.
Because look at, like, what is this conditioner? Like, the hair looks great.
Yeah. He would have really killed Decimated TikTok. He could have just got on there and swung it every day. He had millions of views, millions of followers. Because the hair is giving. And then just make up some products for us. Put some Pantene in a clear bottle and sell it to the girls and tell them their hair going to look like yours.
The hair looks great. That's the takeaway from all of these things.
Yes, is that it's the hair for me. So with such a resume and internet presence, it was therefore easy for Jared to audition musicians or unknowing accomplices for his band. unknowing accomplices.
Aww.
So Jared created a persona named Lisa Golding, who claimed that she worked for Aligned, the fake management company Jared also created.
Okay.
Her Facebook and company profile photo was a headshot stolen from a Pinterest stock model. Okay, AI. Lisa, in quotes, reached out to Las Vegas-based musicians Dane Davis, a rhythm guitarist, and Joe Prunera, a drummer, to ask them to audition for Threatening, claiming she had discovered them through their YouTube videos. Wow.
She does. I mean,
if that lady told me to come to audition for anything, I would go.
Yeah, she looks legit. Also,
it's getting casting director.
Great hair.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the...
It's the whole thing.
Maybe that's
here.
All it takes for someone to trust you is great hair.
Yeah, because if it was not... cute, I would be like, ma'am, we're not coming, but I'm going to see Lisa. And I'm bringing my drum kit to see Lisa. So though Dane initially thought that Jared had too much of a commercial sound, he agreed. And soon after, the two men were hired. So with the social media following and the army of Brazilian fans and some genuine musicians hired, Jared only needed to worry about prepping for the stage. He was so enthusiastic rehearsing his onstage moves that he injured his knee and had to spend time in a wheelchair before the tour. Now, Jared, where you get that wheelchair from, huh?
Also, did you go to the doctor?
Did
for
you
the
go
knee?
To the doctor?
Because they could have just gone up.
Because I feel like coughing up blood, you should have.
They could have just kept moving up and checked with the blood. So, right. So, are we supposed to believe that during all of this, he is like regularly coughing up blood?
I think so. His bandmates were like, yo, Jared, you should get that checked out. He's like, nah, 1-2, 1-2. Here we go.
Let me tell you, one of the biggest problems facing us. Is like people worried about the wrong things. And this is a great example of, sir, you are worried about absolutely the wrong things.
He said, I want to be famous. I want to be on TV. So I don't care about coughing up blood.
Yeah.
That's minor details. So he also finally saw the doctors after continuing to cough up the blood.
Oh, so he is coughing up blood this whole time.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He typed on the computer, blood just all over the keyboard.
Jared.
So he was told he required surgery to address an abnormal heart condition or else he was at risk of internal bleeding. Jared chose to fly to England anyway.
Oh, sir.
Jared. Oh, make a good decision, please.
Also, it's like, it's not... Okay, in a world where he had an actual tour and is also coughing up blood, and if he was like, no, it's so important to me... to do the concert, I it's still a bad idea, but I'm like, I get the thinking. These aren't real concerts.
Right.
So what are you flying to go do?
You can postpone your fake tour.
Your fake show. Yeah, you can move the dates of your fake tour.
Very easily. In general, Germany.
in the nation of Germany.
They'll be okay. The whole country can wait. So according to Dane, the only odd thing that he could remember before the tour began was that 2 days before the band was to fly to England, they were told that the $300 that they had been promised would have to cover.
$300?
You ain't getting me on nobody's aircraft. for $300. And this is 2018, $300. You are joking. Be for real.
Also, like, for the whole tour? Like, at that point, it's free.
Yeah.
You know, like, at that point, you're doing it for free.
Right. I'm like, this don't include check bags.
But see, this is like, not that he deserves to be scammed, but, you know.
If you get on a plane.
If you get on a plane for $300, that's kind of on
Europe
you. Yeah.
For $300.
To Europe for $300.
They don't tell you what country you go yeah. to. Just Europe.
It's like, oh, we fly to England. There's more than one airport in England. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, don't worry about that. Yeah. You worry about the wrong things.
Okay, so he took his $300.
So they said they was going to get $300, right? And then he was like, actually, that's going to have to cover the food that we eat. So y'all not going to get the three of it. So additionally, the band had an extremely strict curfew and itinerary, even on the days that they weren't playing. So now he's doing the Beyonce. He said, nobody drinks on the tour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one stays out late. Y'all got to be serious about this fake band. So the curfew was enforced by Jared's wife, Kelsey. I knew Kelsey was over here working. I knew she was involved. So one morning when Dane and Joe woke up early to get breakfast before everyone else, Kelsey threatened to kick them off the tour for not letting them know or letting her know where they were going. Kelsey.
What?
Kelsey over here like.
Also, how is this serving?
I'm not even gonna make that joke, but.
How is this helping? You're like, don't you need these people?
Yes. And they're working for free.
For free.
So Joe was also told that the venues they were playing were going to be around 1,000 to 1,500 fans. Their first venue, the Underworld, had a max capacity of 500 people. According to Joe, I said, you know what? All right, that's fine. It's a stage. I love being on stage. I want to be on stage. It doesn't matter. I mean, you're already in general Europe. Where the hell are you going to go?
Right.
But to the stage.
Also, if you've agreed to go anywhere for $300, 500 people, you should be so lucky.
Yeah. And that's the capacity. So I don't know if they need the capacity, but that's how many they can hold. So a representative of Threatening paid $1,010 to book the Underworld for the night, November 1st, and promised the promoter, Patrice Lovelace, I love that name,
mm-hmm.
that the band had sold 291 tickets. So Threatening paid a G to rent the venue that they're performing at, right? And they told the promoter that the band had sold 291 tickets. Now, as a promoter, I just feel like you should also be involved in ticket sales.
I was going to say, like, how...
That's your whole job.
And doesn't the venue... Aren't you buying tickets from the venue?
Yeah, who's
selling these tickets?
They said, look, we passed out these raffle tickets, so here's the other half that we ripped off of the corresponding number that you got to match it up.
I know this is probably, like, the theme of this podcast, but it's like, people do not ask enough questions.
No, they don't. Because it's what you want. Like, just like, what's his face? Joe said, there's a stage. Okay?
Okay.
He said, life is a DJ, love is a dance floor. I'm going to get up here and play these motherfucking drums.
Okay, 291 tickets.
I'm a ham, too. I might have got on the stage well. I'm already there. So when the band hit the stage, only three people were in the audience.
Oh, no.
In addition to the support staff and crew. And one of them was Kelsey to film. Wait, we have a... Oh, no. And it's literally Kelsey about to cut together another fucking hazy video
also,
with a Coachella crowd.
She's so close to him with that. Like,
ma'am, you are all in this man's face. Also, is that a camcorder?
That's what I...
It
does look like a camcorder.
2018.
That's got to be... You know,
they
I don't...
They Radio Shack as they were closing. They said, bitch, let's run to that Circuit City before they shut down and get all the
Also,
supplies.
You might as well perform, like, on the street. More people would have seen you.
Yeah, at
you
least
know?
Then y'all could have got some dollars in your hat or in your guitar case. Y'all could have gone down to the tube, to the subway, and made more money than this. I am confused.
This is dark. Okay, Kelsey. Also, gotta say, though, Kelsey has the same... hair situation as Jared.
Oh, she does.
So they're brushing each other's hair each night.
Every night.
They're conditioning it. They're clearly...
While they wait for their next website to upload.
Yeah, they trim it for each other. Like, they are doing... If they're doing nothing else, they're maintaining the
hair.
Yeah.
Because they know that's what's really giving. So Jared was not discouraged and went on to play a full set as if he had a roaring audience.
Okay.
Jared, I feel like you should have been discouraged. If there's any time... to really feel self-doubt.
Oh, it's
there. So the venue wasn't particularly happy that no one had showed up as the bar made no money. It was... yeah, I'd be mad too. I guess, like, they did pay the venue. the little thousand.
Oh, right, right.
But then the venue's banking on people purchasing things, but there were no people.
I think it's safe to say no one involved in this was happy.
Yeah, I don't think anybody walked in
the building.
Other than Jared and Kelsey, who were like, ooh, this is going to cut together real good.
No one in the building is happy except for those two.
So it wasn't until a few more empty gigs later and a show. Not a few more.
So they went to all of Germany and again played to three people.
They played to nobody. Okay. They played to the back of the house, literally, because it was clear from the beginning, the front to the back. So, you know, a few more empty gigs and a show at the Exchange in Bristol that supposedly sold 182 tickets that the venue decided to investigate the band. Because at this point, a venue was like, all right, now
right.
They start calling around general, you know, Europe. And
they call Germany. Yeah.
About threatening... Because I'm threatening a lawsuit, okay? I'm threatening to beat their ass. So it was inconvenient for the venue owners to have an empty venue, but it was more bizarre that someone would continue to pay upwards of $500 per show to book an empty room. So according to Dane, as the tour went on, neither he nor Joe suspected it was all fake. Now, why did John lie?
Sir, what? Okay, listen. One show, tough. I get, like, yeah. Okay. The second one... There's no one there. You shouldn't be arriving at the third show. Two shows with no people, that's like, you got to be out.
Like, I feel like I would have put up to the venue, and if I saw there was no one there, I'd have been like, all right, y'all, I'm going to be outside. They're like, what are you doing? I'm going to play my drums outside, okay? I got to get back home to General United States.
They did all the dates?
So they did quite a few of the dates. So it says, according to Dane, as the tour went on, they did not suspect it was fake. Dane says, the whole impression I had was that the management company and the record label were smaller companies and that they were still trying to get him out there and gain traction. So, baby, Dane, baby, sweetie, listen close. Put the radio up to your ear. Jam the headphone, like, into your brain and hear me. Hear me, sweetie. If you're a new band, if you're promoting anything and you're no one's ever heard of you, that's what they call openers, boo. Like, you will open for people that people have heard of, and they'd be like, we don't know who this is, but we here early and we're going to grab a drink and listen to Threatening. You wouldn't just be, like, going on a world tour. And we have dates here. So they did from November 1st to November 16th.
On my birthday in Paris. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, they were in. So they went to Manchester, Bristol, Glasgow, Newcastle, London, Belfast, Paris, Bergamo. They went to the places.
I mean.
Where did Jared get all this money?
Also, Le Club.
Le Club.
Also, I'm sorry. Are we noticing the name of the Glasgow venue?
Ivory Blacks? Wait. Is that a racism?
Ivory Blacks.
Ivory Blacks. They're supposed to be like grungy. Ivory Blacks. Oh, Ivory Blacks. Judith, thank you, said that it's probably referring to piano keys. Like it's like
okay. You never know, though. It's good to.
You
know, it's like soup plantation.
Yeah.
I know that. You
know
what
they mean
you
by
should
that.
Just check.
Yeah, I'm not going in there.
I'm not going to soup plantation. Yeah, it could be fine, but
Boom
I'm not going.
Once.
It could be fine, but I'm not
you
going to figure it out.
Black ass up another called
soup plantation. You're gonna ladle me some? No, no.
I know what y'all trying to do.
I wouldn't have been at Ivory Blacks. Yeah,
back into the diaspora.
You wouldn't have had me at Ivory Blacks.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to Ivory Blacks either. Because I feel like if something bad happened to you at a place like that, we judge you.
Yeah. Also, this is a lot of dates.
Y'all hear me getting beat with ladles at Soup Plantation. Her black ass deserved it.
Why were you at Soup Plantation?
Yeah, no. Why were you at Ivory Blacks? No. So this is some dates.
Those were a lot of dates.
This man is ambitious.
That's a lot of travel, too, because a lot of the dates were like, immediately, you know what I mean? It was like the fourth, fifth, sixth. That's
why Kelsey was on their ass. She said, y'all better stay in this damn hotel room.
Home.
We got $300 for food. Y'all eat them salties to take your ass to bed. We gotta travel in the morning. So, Lordy Jesus. So when the Exchange published that they had discovered the true creator of the band's representation and websites, it was a catalyst that broke the band apart. Dane and Joe agreed to leave the band. Dane flew back home, though he had to borrow money from his family to afford the flight, and Joe went to his brother in Ireland. The rest of the tour was canceled, and Jared all but disappeared without any explanation. But why, though? I love that the band, they ended.
So, did they do all the dates?
No. So they didn't do all the dates, but they did a few shows where they were empty.
Too many. They did too many.
They did too many empty shows for my comfort. And then someone exposed them as a fake band. Now, Jared, I feel like you should have capitalized on that and told Dane and Joe, you already here. You can't afford to leave.
Right. You might as well.
We got some real press.
People might show up.
Let's retweet this and see what we can get. Come on, be like, yeah, come see the fake band live, you know?
Also, you gotta fly home, you gotta get to Ireland. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of a whole rigmarole.
Or you could just keep playing them drums.
Right.
To no one. That's what I would do.
I mean, not a decision I ever hope to make for myself, ever. But sure, yeah.
So, I mean, I've done a scam movie, and I flew to Seattle, and it was through my
Seattle, my hometown.
Yep, so you know that island, Dobe?
No.
Well, I was on an island. They scammed my black ass soul all the way
to
an island.
They sent you to an island in Seattle?
Yes.
And what was there when you arrived?
I feel like I'm going to write a movie about this, but it was like me. It was actresses, you'll know. I'll tell you off the air. But they got us all over there. And then I was there the longest. Because duh.
Yeah.
Because my dumb ass. So day one, I'm there. I'm like, oh, I'm playing the best friend. We're supposed to be in college together. But this woman is a good decade older than me. We don't look like we went to college together. I'm like 26. And we shoot it. I'm like, something's afoot, but I'm here. I'm in Seattle. I got my black ass over here.
Yeah.
And her family was rich. So I was like, ooh, a Japanese toilet. I'll stay.
Right.
And then by day two, when other people flew in, people started to notice that the things were suspect. And
what type of things?
We had to shoot in a sauna at one point, and they didn't know how to turn the sauna off. So they would just bring the camera in. And then when it got too hot, they would run out.
What?
I was running around with a GoPro on me in the woods, and they had put a robe over me, but then the robe rolled up the GoPro, and so then I was ass out in the woods.
You were
running around with a GoPro screaming because it was a horror film, and then they had to move on to the next shot, so they just left me with the GoPro, and then I had to walk barefoot with my booty out back to the resort.
So was it? Like, not a real movie?
It was a real movie, and the script was great. It was just a
the
sheet.
The script was great. Okay.
Yeah, listen, so I can't even judge y'all band
did this
members.
Did this get made? Like, did this come
out? No, hell no. We was on a little tiny seaplane. I was there maybe 3 days. I was there the longest. And I remember being on that seaplane with these other actresses. And I was like, at this point in my career, if this little bitch crashed, like, it's going to be like so-and-so and so-and-so and others. I was like, I can't die and others.
I was supposed to take a private plane with an actor mm-hmm. who I was working with, like actor, writer. And I was like, man, it was a small one. We're supposed to go up to Seattle. And I was like, it will be so-and-so and friend mm-hmm. dead in plane crash. Yeah. And like the only planes that be crashing are these private planes. And I'm like, it'll take a week for my friends and family to realize I'm dead.
Right.
Because it'll be the news of like, oh, this actor is dead. And then they'll be like, oh, and friend. And then someone will be like, oh, we haven't heard from Kara in a while. And then they'll like realize that I was in the plane
oh my
and
God,
also
she
died.
Was and friend.
Right. So that's the thing. Don't get on private planes with famous people.
Yeah, nah, it's bad luck. Yeah. You got to at least get some credits under your belt first. At least take a picture with them.
You can't be the least famous person on a private plane.
Yeah, because then it's going to be
a really useful piece of advice for the masses.
Yes. I'm just so glad y'all know that now. But so, after the abrupt end of the tour, Jared made but one social media post. Jared says, I turned an empty room into an international headline. If you are reading this, you are a part of the illusion. I know that's right. You better own it.
Okay.
Own it, baby.
So he's saying it's good what happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said, we got one article written about us.
Okay.
I spent
about 50 grand.
Oh, I get it.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
One real article.
Sure, sure.
So in the only interview he's given since with Rolling Stone magazine. So all right. He maintains that it was all a publicity stunt to bring more attention to the band. It seemed to work for a very short time. I mean, what band? Because they all left when they found out that you were lying to them.
Yeah, also, this is a lie. Like, you thought this would work.
Yeah, you
clearly.
Thought people were going to come.
Yeah.
So it seemed to work for a very short time, right? So a year after the failed tour, Jared reemerged with more stunts planned and London venues booked. He also gained a small cult following, and a British band called The Perverts staged a tribute, Jared Threatening, an unattended musical. Oh, wow. They made a musical after you?
Did they also include, I'm sorry, how are Jared's lungs at this point?
Oh, he ain't saying nothing about
We're really losing, I would argue, the real thread of the story, which is this man is sick. And
is he, though? You're only as sick as you feel and deny.
Maybe, yeah, I guess, like, look, you cough up blood, you're still alive. I guess.
He's still kicking.
Maybe he's fine. Yeah. Okay, he's fine.
So in 2019, he posted a social media post announcing the audition with a list of qualifications, including you cannot, in caps, live with your mother, have more than one lazy eye, and be whiter than me. I don't think you can have two lazy eyes.
I know, I do.
And I don't want to make fun of anybody who has lazy. You know, people have eyes, but
you can't have more than one.
I think you can't have more than one, though. And I don't think anybody can be whiter than you, Jared. I think you got that on lock.
Also, who wants to go to London is the headline of this
post. You can't live with your mother. Who wants to go to London? Hey, y'all. Who all over there? Oh, you can't be a vegan because remember, he got $300 for food. Oh, so you will be eating this McDonald's.
Yeah.
So no vegans. You can't be from Montana. Damn, why? I need to read this whole list because, excuse me. You can't be someone who doesn't have the webcam on their computer covered up with tape. So you gotta be a conspiracy theorist.
Be from Montana.
You can't be someone who reads self-help books and think is helping.
Honestly, that's a good rule.
You can't be someone who says spoiler alert while talking about something I don't care about.
This is just a list of things that irritate him.
Yes. You can't have a forehead larger than the rest of your face. You can't have ever said LOL out loud. Yeah, these are just personal grievances. Right.
This has nothing to do with your ability to like play
at
the
all.
Drums.
You're not even asking about experience. Okay, at the bottom, it says you must have guitar skills. Be comfortable being on camera because, listen, Kelsey, go stick that motherfucking camera in your eye. Okay? You go be on camera. You have to have a valid passport. Be available.
See, these are all reasonable. Yeah. These are all actually like reasonable rules for someone to be in this band.
Yeah, but then the other ones where he's like, you can't be someone who describes themselves as a people person. What? So you don't want nobody who like people?
And this is after Jared has been revealed to be a scammer.
Yes.
A little bold.
He's leaning in.
A little bold to have rules, Jared, when you've been outed as a unbelievable liar.
Yeah, who didn't pay people.
Who didn't pay.
So you can't be a vegan because, listen, we only got this food. So the most recent photos of his show, he's singing with animatronic mannequins on stage with his bandmates, dressed in sweatshirts with fake band on the front. So he's leaning all the way in. We're a fake band.
So the people playing the instruments?
No, he's... Who is...
Oh, no.
Okay, so he went to Chuck E. Cheese. He said, y'all closing, let me get those.
I'm sorry. These feel expensive. I'm not understanding the cash
Jared,
flow.
Where are you getting your money? Because it's not the concerts. Well, there's another scam with Jared. Because how did he make this money for this fake tour?
Okay. Also, this mannequin is not making any noise. Like, what is this doing?
Listen, it's provocative. Gets the people going to the concert because they weren't going before. So all of Threatened's social media accounts have been quiet since 2019, and his promised new album and documentary were never released.
Sure.
Threatened. Yeah. I don't know. Come back, Threatened. This is your moment.
He could be dead.
No.
Could be the blood. Oh, he didn't get it looked at. Is he okay?
I don't know.
Is he okay?
Okay, we're going to pray for you.
Oh, Jared's okay. Jared's okay. Okay, Jared's okay. Okay, so he. Okay, Jared's all right. Okay, good, good, good. I am happy that he's okay. I want to be very clear about that.
I want him to be here.
I'm happy that he's fine.
I just feel like he should listen to the doctor at some point. Maybe he did. Maybe that's why.
Maybe that's what he's been doing for the past few years is getting that heart condition all wrapped up.
And then he can come back and be bigger than ever with more animatronic mannequins.
I don't understand. This is a scam, but it's costing you so much money. You know what I mean? That I'm like, the cost benefit here.
It's not mapping.
Yeah, I'm like, where is he getting all of this money?
I mean, at this point, you could have paid people to come to the concert and get some real footage.
Or you could have paid for a Facebook ad. I don't know. You know, like something.
Yeah, why did you pay for a Facebook ad? Or we had Instagram at the time.
Instagram you ads. Yeah, Twitter ads to get people, like, hand
pay
out.
An influencer to pay post somebody, about threatening.
Pay somebody in London to stand on the street corner and pass out flyers. And, like, it's a free show. Because clearly you don't care about making money off the show. You just want an audience.
And if you had gotten everybody in the building, they would have bought drinks. All the venues would have been happy. Yeah, you was hustling backwards, Jared. Very, very backwards. But good luck to you out there.
So threatening is threatening. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know where they... I don't know if they threatening anybody no more. But, you know, we'll see. And now it's time for the saddest part of the show where I have to let Kara go. But before we do, just a quick scammer of the week. This is where we highlight a charlatan who's worthy of our praise or maybe not. And today we're talking about Filippo Berardini. And that name, chef's kiss.
Sounds, yeah. Mm.
So he has pled guilty, unlike Chris Lynn. He pled guilty to one count of wire fraud for a crime that has plagued the book publishing community for many years. Not the book, girl.
Oh.
So Filippo, a 30-year-old Italian citizen, used email accounts to impersonate literary agents and editors to con authors out of their manuscripts.
I've heard about this.
I have too.
Yes.
So he was able to fraudulently obtain more than 1,000 manuscripts over the course of 7 years. I don't know. It's giving Devil Wears Prada.
It is.
Me.
It is.
Like the twins need the Harry Potter on the train.
Yes.
And Filippo got it for them.
Also, I guess the crime is lying.
You know, we don't be talking about J.K. Turfing no more, but y'all know, I'm referencing the movie. But so some of his victims included authors like Margaret Atwood, which huge
okay.
author. Ethan Hawke, didn't know he was writing.
Wait, like,
yeah.
like Ethan Hawke?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ethan got a book.
Okay.
Where he talking about stuff.
Yeah, you know, a multi-hyphenate, sure.
Yes. And note that Margaret Atwood is best known for her book, The Handmaid's Tale, a.k.a. White Harriet Tubman. which everyone loves to reference, like, this is going to happen in real life if we don't stop.
Oh,
and we're like, baby, it has. It has.
I can't even go back to... Must be nice to be that worried about a fake thing rather than real things.
That have happened and are happening to people. It was like, but what if this TV show come true?
Oh my God.
But listen, I do love me some White Harriet Tubman.
You know,
I love Elizabeth. I'll watch her watch paint dry.
I have never seen a second of the show. Mm. I get it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I haven't seen it, but I get it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I don't have any other. It seems tough. Seems like a tough watch, to be honest. And that's.
Yeah, it's not much a highlight.
It's not like fun.
Comedy.
It's not like a let me pour a glass of.
No, they ain't got no boobs.
Yeah, no. It didn't seem like it.
But sometimes it gets a little sexy, though.
Mm,
sometimes
sexy, sad.
Yeah, they are still in captivity, but they.
But they get, okay.
Doing it.
This isn't convincing me, but I'm happy for everyone. Yeah.
That wasn't a good song.
Yeah. I'm happy for everyone.
Only on Hulu. I tried. Okay, so. That's wild that he got so many people. So
yeah.
The two most baffling acts are that Filippo appears to have genuinely worked for a major publishing house, Simon & Schuster, and no attempts were made to ever sell the stolen manuscripts. Filippo faces a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison.
For that?
Yes, and has been ordered to pay $88,000 in restitution. Now, he didn't sell these scripts.
20 years in prison for that?
On our taxes? On our tax
Sir,
monies?
Okay, for being an avid reader, that's all I see him being guilty of. He didn't
like
try to make
it because he loved reading rainbow.
Because he just wanted to read some books early, 20 years.
Somebody call LeVar Burton.
Yeah.
Free this man. Free him. Nah, y'all playing. 20 years in the clink.
Also, like, who has lost money? You know what I mean? Like, I don't get what the theft was.
What was lost here? Like, what
that
is
sounds
the
like you shouldn't be sending your shit out willy-nilly
without
checking to who you're sending it to.
If I ask you for something and you give it to me, you
how
gave
is that
it to
fraud?
Me.
I guess if he's lying about who he is. But
and what if like he was in drag. What about it?
20 years is excessive. I to say the least.
20 years is I'm sorry, this is egregious. We gotta free my man's okay,
yeah,
I'm gonna get some
Filippo.
Spray paint and some t-shirts. Filippo, we gonna get you out.
We're gonna get you out. You know the girls in the NXIVM documentary where they're like dancing outside the jail?
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna get you out. But you are innocent, unlike Keith Raniere.
Yeah, that nasty man doesn't deserve anybody doing a two-step for him. But we will
but
be Filippo, out.
But Filippo, we're going to get you
Filippo,
out.
Filippo, this will not
we're
stand.
We're going to call Jared and threaten him. We'll get some music.
Yes.
We'll get some dancing.
We're going to do whatever it takes. Benefit rally.
Unless I find out that you did something bad and then I take it all back.
Yeah. But for right now, Filippo, we are on your side.
For what I feel like that's a caveat you have to. For what I know now, mm-hmm. with this current information, I would like Filippo to be freed. However, if information comes out that is bad, I take it all back.
If I'm presented with new, and I wish more people would do this.
Yes.
It's okay. And that's a scam. Don't attach your identity to stuff. And then if the stuff comes out about the your favorite person or your favorite actor, your favorite dancer, singer, or whatever, you don't have to attach your identity to that. You can change your mind when you're presented with new information. And you're not stupid. You're actually smart. People who get new information are like, oh, word.
But that's called learning.
Yeah.
New information into your brain is called learning.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it's called.
It's fine to change your mind.
Yeah. It's called learning, y'all. And that's cute. That's cool. Yeah. We could learn to become bad. America.
Much like Filippo, who just wanted to read some books, as far as we know, and learn, it's not a crime.
Filippo didn't want to be left behind, and now y'all trying to put him in the, you know, in the clink. I'm a male Filippo, Filippo some spoons, because he got to Shawshank this shit. He got to get out of there. Oh, goodness. Well, that brings us to the end of an amazing episode. Carrie, you're so fantastic. Thank you for coming on the show. I'm so happy to get you.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. And we always ask at the end of the show, where would you like to be found? Anything you want to plug? Socials, projects? We know you keep a job.
I mean, I guess you can come looking for me on Instagram. I mean, like, Twitter feels tough these days. Yeah. I'm on Instagram at Kara R. Brown. And then I wrote on this show called Swarm that's on Amazon Prime right now. So watching that would be helpful to my general livelihood.
Yes.
So
put that in your eyeballs, y'all. It was a wild ride.
It's crazy. It's not what you think
but
it's going to be.
But it's also kind of, it's funny at times and it's dark and weird. And also, y'all, it's not gory. So if you're not into like super, super gore, like it's like you see some blood every now and then. But
and it's not, I think a lot of people, I have friends that were like, oh, I was afraid to watch this. I thought it was going to be scary. It's not like jump scare. It's just like kind of dark. But like also it's fun. Like it is, it's meant to be fun. It's a comedy.
It's funny. There was one particular murder that I was cackling.
It's funny. Like,
and I'm not going to spoil it, but I'll tell you off the air. But I was cackling. It was so, I ain't never seen a murder so funny.
Have some fun with it. It's it's a good watch. And
and it's not based on nothing true. So you're not going to be doing something weird, watching something weird.
Yeah. Just listen. Sit down and enjoy a television program.
Yes. Why don't you?
Yeah.
And as always, stitch on your friends and family and your enemies at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. And if you want to find me, DivaLacy on all platforms. If you want to see Jared's hair.
Oh, yeah.
And these lungs. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
scamgoddesspod on Instagram. All right. Congregation. Stay threatening.
Scam Goddess. This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. the Scam Goddess. Our producer is Judith Cargbo. Our recording engineer is Abby Aguilar. And our audio editor is Jesse Karen. Research for the show is done by Kaylin Brand. Stay scamming.
Y'all, hormones, it's impossible not to have them. There's over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our food, our water, the air, the clothes, the skincare, the dryer sheets. Everything, child, is a scam. To the hormones, okay? Plus, we have natural hormonal changes that our bodies go through. Like, what's going on with my body? Like, I am now in my 30s and my skin is acting like a teenager. What is going on with the hormones? Which is why I love Hormone Harmony. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Okay, so adaptogens help the body adapt to stressors like chaotic hormonal changes. It's perfect for women struggling with PMS, menopause, and more, honey. Y'all know I work hella jobs. Hormone Harmony has really helped me like regulate, especially like sleep and just relaxation and calming down and not panicking as much. They've got 17,000 reviews, so you don't even have to listen to me, but get into it. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at hormonemammoth.com. Just use the code GODDESS at checkout.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network. So whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.